This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What's up, Kevin Jackson Show listeners, Christ followers more than likely, Christians, sometimes we call ourselves, conservatives. I think it's built in, baked in to the word of conservative. I don't know that you're a church goer every week, or in these times where going to church is sacrilegious, where they will take down your license plate and put you on a list to be flogged or waterboarded. Yeah, I understand if you're not going, but maybe you're listening online. You certainly have a belief in God, right? Something that, you know, that drives you, that's at your center core. Yeah, that's what we're called, though. We're called Christians, Christ followers. Or as the left likes to call us, deplorables. Yeah, we're deplorables. I even hear that we are prudes. Have you heard that? Sanctimonious prudes, you Christians out there, you people that live to a higher standard. And it's funny to me because I chuckle a little bit because when somebody sees that you're living to a higher standard, like you have your children. I had a person tell me this. I make my kids say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. You know what a guy comes up, is really like, well, why do you do that? And I go, because it's a sign of respect. Yeah, but I mean, come on, man. I mean, yeah. And they were trying to talk me out of how to raise my own kids. And finally I said, listen, I don't talk you out of raising your little heathens. I'm not sitting here. Your children are wild children. They might as well be raised by wolves. But you never heard me come up and say, hey, listen, I would have spanked his little butt for that. Or I would have disciplined him for that. Your children, for all intents and purposes, give them an AK-47 and a road to prison. I mean, your kids are horrible. And yet you want to tell me how to raise mine? Why don't you shut up and leave me alone? I'm going to raise my kids the way I raise my kids. Y'all think I'm joking. There are a lot of people out there laughing. My producers are going, Kevin, no, you didn't. Yes, I did. I watched this guy. Oh, now listen, you shouldn't hit your sister in the face with a rake. She's going to have to give you time out, you know. Now I'm joking about that, but, you know, these kids are hooligans. They're hooligans. My kids are very respectful. I'll tell you how respectful they are. My youngest son has a buddy, and his parents came to me one day, very recently, and they said, Kevin, we love when our son is with Collier. And I said, really? Well, yeah, we appreciate your son, you know. And I go, why is that? They go, well, he's a very mannerable kid, you know. And I said, well, I appreciate that. And they said, our son has bad influences from other family members, and he has a tendency to, you know, he's gotten into some trouble. Now, you might say, Kevin, why do you have your son hanging around a kid? Because he's not a bad kid. He's had some bad influences. But here's what I told his parents. I said, just so we're clear, I said, you see the best of my child when he's with you. But I see the best of your child when he's with me. In other words, when they do the sleepover thing, we see the best in each other, in each other's kids. Don't worry, your kid's a good kid. Now, does he need to get away from some of those influences? He absolutely does. Now, and I know what their son did to get in trouble and why they're saying this. And my son told me what he did. And I said, you know exactly what would happen to you if you did that, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, Dad, I know. So he would never do it. No, I know he wouldn't. I'm not one of these parents that's like, oh, yeah, and my kid would never do it. I'm not that. There are things that if you told me my kid, I'll go, oh, yeah, yep, he did it. Yep. But anyway, but he is a good kid. But what I wanted to say to them is my kid is going to be better around you, and your kid's better around me. Your kid is much more mannerable around me than when I see him with you. Now, my kid is not much more mannerable. He may up it a little bit, but he doesn't have to up it very much because there's a demand in his household that he be respectful. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, let me get back to being Christians. So, you know, and I don't know what I was trying to allude to. Obviously, being around good people will help you out. But I hear that we are prudes because we live. Oh, I know what I was talking about, because we raise our kids right. So, we're prudes because we don't steal. You know, we don't litter. We don't do the. You know, I remember, you know, my kid would. I would be holding a wrapper from gum, and my son would say, "Well, just throw it away." And I go, "I'm going to throw it away as soon as I find a trash can." Oh, now this is at a very young age. You know, we clean this up. We go stay at a person's house. We strip the bed, get it ready for laundry. That room is cleaner than when we got there. And I could go on. So we're prudes, right? Well, we're not prudes. Not at all. I live a righteous life, but I'm a flawed dude. You guys have heard me say this. And why do I tell you this? I tell you this because you're flawed too. None of us. I mean, we live good, wholesome lives. Sometimes with devious thoughts. Let me tell you, look at it. Just pick up the news any given day. And if you don't want to do some damage to some people, good for you. I'm glad God works on you better than he does me. Because I want to hurt some leftists from time to time. These Antifa people, watching people punch old folks. Just walking down the street, beating up people because of their color? Are you kidding? I want to hit a button, put myself in that situation, and go to knocking heads. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. I remember that song from when I was a kid, but I swear, there are days I have to sing that song because, boy, I have no way wanting to be Christ-like. There is no turning the other cheek. But the point is, look, we're not prudes. We're not perfect. We're not even sanctimonious, but they want us to believe that. Oh, you're too sanctimonious. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Too sanctimonious. Because I live life to a standard? Anyway, you know the old saying, I occasionally abandon God, but God never abandons me. And that is the truth, because I'm telling you, I am so blessed, and so are you. We're blessed to live in this country and to be watching what's going on go on. I know it is difficult. Man, you're out there going, God, Kevin, are we winning? Are we ever going to win? Well, if you're so interested in the battle, maybe you're not winning. I think we're winning battles too, even though, God, what is up with Justice Roberts? This dude is a... Oof. We don't control the courts, in case you guys haven't figured that out. Donald Trump has to replace at least one more justice, and possibly two. So let's keep our fingers crossed on that one. Ruth Bader, you know, she's difficult to spot these days. By the way, Donald Trump Jr. went after Joe Biden, and he was asking the question, where's Joe? You know, we'll get to that another time. But I still want to talk about Christianity more and, you know, this being the idea that we're prudes. Unfortunately, I have to talk about it a little later in the morning.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are not doing themselves any favors in America right now. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Wow. I keep saying to my audience, the people that come here each and every day, or whenever you drop in, I say to you, look at the chaos that's going on in this country and ask yourself, why would you want Biden as your president? Nobody I know would want Joe Biden or any leftist leading him. You look, forget. I'm going to try to make sense of this. You're in a city. You've moved there because you've bought into all the trappings of leftism. You are woke in every way. You believe yourself to be non-racially motivated. You're not bigoted. You're not sexist. You're not homophobic. You're not any of it. And you know what the people do around you? They remind you that it doesn't matter how woke you are, they will beat you down. They will put their car in front of you. Put themselves in front of your vehicle while you're trying to just go to work. You are one of them for all intents and purposes. It's a city full of them. And you know what they do? They disrupt you in every way. You don't feel safe. You don't feel secure. You feel none of the things that, you know, that's happening to where you would if you were a conservative. You don't feel any of that. And you think they're going to win? No way. And I don't want to even say that people are fearful, per se. They're just apprehensive. They're like, I don't want any more of this. I was looking at the blurb on people being shot. Somebody was shot. Everywhere there's one of these so-called these protests. Let's just face it. These are acts of terror. But everywhere there's one of these. Somebody's getting beaten or shot. And that's just the stuff that they tell you on the front end. In other words, oh, the so-and-so got beaten. They aren't telling you about the robberies, the rapes, the carjackings, and things like that. They're keeping that from you. Two people were shot. I think they arrested two people in Portland who had shot people in Portland. So, I mean, these are all protesters doing their thing. And what about the NFAU, this black group in Louisville? They shot two of their own people in Louisville. But it gets worse. The black dude that runs that organization is caught on video being told, now everybody trying to get in on the money. You know, now they found out there's some money in it. Everybody trying to get in on the money. And he's talking to another one of his brothers, right? And then he puts his finger up to his mouth and goes, shh, don't talk about it. They're being paid. He's been paid to organize black people to menace Louisville, Kentucky. And they got it on tape. They got it on camera. I'm just telling you, there are some sinister people out there. Democrats are not doing themselves any favors. And now what do we find out? We find out just how crooked the FBI is. I always go back to Adam Schiff talking about, we need to get data. We need more information, more information, more information. Then Trump goes, okay, give them all the information. Oh, no, we don't want the information. We don't want the information. Because you know what? I told you about Democrats. When they tell you what they want, it's not what they want. We want this exposed. We want this to be seen in the light of day. Please do it. Oh, you got to. Okay, here you go. No. It's a matter of national security. We can't do it. So now what's happening is we're getting little by little all this information. And you know what it validates? It validates your common sense. There is nothing that you're going to learn from these documents that you don't already know. True. So I'm just telling you, I'm looking at all the things that look, if it was one thing, you could go, well, Kev, come on, man. How many things do I need to tell you? You got protests all over the place where people are being killed. They don't say a word. Let me ask you a real quick question. How many people died with all of the Tea Party protests, the Tea Party marches? How many people died? None. How many cities were disrupted? Give me anything in comparison to what we do versus what they do and tell me who's the civilized people. Because I can answer the question. It's an easy question. The question doesn't even need an answer, okay, in case you're trying to answer it. You know the answer. Can you imagine if the Tea Party were doing anything close to this? And here's what's interesting. The people who did it right, the people who said, we're going to vote, we're going to go march, and we're going to protest, you know, and let this government know that we want redress, but we're not burning anything down. We're not looting. We're not killing anybody. We're not setting up Tea Party autonomous zones and things like this. And you know what? When you do it right, they demonize you, and you end up just with nothing. Now, it's still being talked about. I still run Tea Party Community, even though I shut down the social media site, because nobody was coming over. So to heck with it. Dan Bongino and his team is trying to build up Parler, and maybe there'll be people that'll go over and hang out and do some stuff, but, you know, I don't know. I wish them success, but I tried it, and I couldn't do it. But we still run it. I still am a proud member of the Tea Party. Proud. Because we did nothing wrong. There are people that are proud to be members of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and both of those are the most destructive cancers in this republic. And there are people that support it with millions of dollars. I just want you to understand, if I had started the Tea Party for leftists and said we're going to, you know, it was the equivalent of an Occupy Wall Street or whatever, I'm not having this same conversation. I would be flush with cash. If I made it, you know, anti-establishment of Republicans and all, it would be insane how much money would have been thrown at me. I mean, think about what Black Lives Matter gets. And they tell you up front, we hate family, we hate the patriarchy, we hate America, we hate white people. Boom, all this money. It's insane. But here's the good news for people listening to the program. This is driving you crazy because you see the ironies. You see the craziness of it all, and you go, how do we get to this? I'll tell you how you get to this. By backing the wrong people. I don't get it. The conservative movement likes to back talkers. They don't like the back doers. They're caught up in the star quality of some people, and they should be caught up in the actions of people that go out and do it. And they don't. They aren't. It's sad. Because there are people out there who need a voice. We're grooming a new kid. His name is Zoe. Amazing filmmaker. Very telegenic young black man. We're grooming him. I sound like these Holly weirdos. But we're grooming him for greatness. I try to find these people. Charles Love on Rush Limbaugh, then on Fox News. Christopher Harris on Tucker, etc. We groom people to give them bigger voices. There just aren't enough of us out there that really want to see other voices get heard. We got more when we come back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is confirming that he intends to give his acceptance speech for the presidential nomination at this month's Republican Party convention from the White House lawn. The president saying possibly there'll be a group of people since it is a very big lawn. Households boosted retail spending by 1.2% in July, the third straight monthly increase, despite the rise of coronavirus infections. Eric Trump, the president's son, says the economy is starting to show signs of life.
Look at where the Dow Jones is right now. I mean, the Dow Jones is at 28,000 right now. Look at where the NASDAQ is. NASDAQ is all-time highs. I mean, the Dow is literally 1,000 points off of all-time highs. You know what that means for, you know, 401ks and pension plans and our economy in general? Our economy is roaring back to life. It is roaring back to life.
Trump speaking there on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. A fast-moving wildfire in the foothills of North Los Angeles has burned at least 10,000 acres in a matter of hours. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the blaze, dubbed the Lake Fire, remains at less than 10% containment as it burns the mountainside community of Lake Hughes, which is about 65 miles north of Los Angeles. Kenny Reynolds lost his home in the fire.
So at that point, it was like, get out of my house, and then I got out in the street and kind of watched the fire come down the hill and up across the street, and it was kind of engulfing on both sides, and we were all kind of like migrating down the street or retreating down the street as it could be, and then it just kind of rolled in and was taking everything as it kind of went down.
Wildfires also continue in other parts of California, Oregon, Arizona, and Colorado. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett is asking DNC organizers how much the city is going to have to pay back of their down payment now that the DNC convention has gone virtual. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Also breaking tonight, Secret Service records show Hunter Biden took more than 400 flights while Obama and Biden were in office before Hunter Biden joined Burisma.
Whole other can of worms for Joe Biden, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Hunter, man. Hunter! Gosh, can you imagine Joe and Jill calling Hunter, will you? Jeez. This is not one that Hunter necessarily did it himself, though, right? I mean, this is Joe Biden, his vice president, letting Hunter hop on the VP plane and gallivant all over the world on taxpayer dollars. And, I mean, look, I get it. You want to keep your crackhead son close because you want to make sure you don't end up in a lawsuit. But really? Come on, Joe? Man, I told you, I'm going to talk about Joe's crazy cray here. Well, we may not get to it today because I do want to cover his big win in Kentucky. I want to cover that next. But Joe Biden has a serious set of problems ahead of him. And the Democrats want to ignore it. They think they can kick the can. Donald Trump's been addressing it. He's obviously got Joe Biden on the ropes with China. All his commercials so far, from the official commercials from the Trump campaign, have been related to China. But let me tell you, people are beating up Joe Biden on other stuff like his dementia. And letting his son travel on Air Force One, 400 flights? That was Lou Dobbs. 400 flights? He's got some serious things to consider. Here's Dobbs when he finishes his comments on this.
Active fella. Judicial Watch found that Hunter Biden visited 29 countries, including China, 5 different times. 400 flights. That's quite an active fella. Well, joining us now, Tom Fitton, the president of Judicial Watch. Tom Fitton, well, first of all, this is fascinating. Much more about Hunter Biden. Just when you think there's a quiescence descending over the subject, there's Judicial Watch. What do you make of this, his rather active flying?
Yeah, he was busy during the first, and this is just the first 5 years of the Obama-Biden administration. This doesn't cover the full 2 terms. It's an extraordinary number of flights. The foreign travel especially ought to be concerning in light of the Burisma Chinese influence peddling scandals. What I think is interesting is what isn't on that list. Ukraine. He gets hired by Burisma, a Ukraine conglomerate, without having evidently to visit the country, at least for the 5 years of the Obama presidency beforehand. You know, it raises additional questions about how and why he got the job.
We know how and why crackhead Hunter got the job. We know. Come on, Tom. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's funny to speculate, but Tom's right. With the travel that's not on the list, he gets a sweet deal from Ukraine, and he's never been. Wow. That's white privilege right there, white people. Come on. Come on now. Even y'all have to admit, that's some white privilege. That's some serious white privilege. But here's why I even brought all this up, because I don't care about Hunter Biden. It's going to come back up. The reason why I wanted to talk about this is I saw a story, and it had Joe Biden leading Donald Trump by many, many, 10%, 15, 20. Why not make it 100, right? It's like my brother who always, when I loan him money, he always said, bro, if I had it for you, man, I would give it to you. What I have is yours. And my comment back was, yeah, because you never have anything. It's the same thing here. They want Joe Biden to feel, hey, if I had $1 million, you could have it. And it's like them telling Joe, hey, Joe, if I had 20% of the vote, man, you could have it. He can't. Joe Biden is in such, oh, my gosh, he's in bad shape. But the Democrats, I don't know what it is. Do you want to fool yourself? Look, it's like waking up from a dream that you had where you hit the lottery. Have you ever had a lottery dream? Because if you guys had a lottery dream, those are the worst for me. In the lottery dream, you hit the lottery. You're like, oh, my God, I hit the lottery. And it is in 2 seconds, you wake up. And you're in your surroundings, not in those lottery surroundings, and the reality hits you that it didn't happen, And I feel like this is a lottery dream. These people, they apparently like the idea of telling themselves we're ahead, we're going to win, and I know conservatives are out there, they're scared. They're like, Kevin, man, they could cheat. They're going to cheat. Yeah, they will. They will cheat. They're going to do a lot of stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. Don't discount the Republicans. We're not as stupid as sometimes we act. Republicans know how to get theirs too. And the problem that the Democrats are going to have is they cannot get the votes. I'm telling you. How are you going to be excited about Joe Biden? I've got some. Well, I'm going to go into some other aspects of Biden here in a bit, specifically Kentucky. But I have another thing that I'm going to do. I'm probably going to have to wait till tomorrow to talk about this. But I'm telling you, Biden can't get anybody to come out. Did you guys see this? He had a town hall or something. He had some meeting. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. There weren't 50 people there. 50. Joe Biden. You would think he would be holding virtual rallies, anything. Joe Biden is so hidden. Don Jr. said, we need to do a proof of life on this dude. They might be looking for a body double. Because is he really around? We don't see him. You see him. It's all scripted. It's very short. It's sweet. It's to the point. But anyway, Democrats, they're holding on to this idea that we're winning. And I keep telling, because people are telling me, Kevin, I'm seeing the polls. I'm like, guys, are you out of your minds? Let me tell you what the polls are. If you see a poll that Joe Biden is winning for any reason whatsoever, let me explain to you what that poll is. That is not a poll of reality. That is a poll so that the Biden base can feel as if they got a shot and they will continue to donate. They will make up false. We polled one. I love this one where they polled. It was 100% of Democrats, and this was during the primary, and they said something like, and Joe Biden won by, 40%. I mean, it was such a ridiculous poll. What it amounted to was it showed how many people didn't like Biden. It would be like polling 100% of Democrats and saying, how many of you like Biden? And 58% like Biden, and they go, 58% of Democrats like Biden. And they sell it as if that's good news. What it means is 42%, you got to do the math, don't like him. But so of all the Democrats, Biden only has 58%. Well, guess what? That is his number. 50. It's actually 57. 57% of Democrats say, yeah, we'll vote for Biden. 43% of Democrats are saying we're undecided. I'm going to delve more into these numbers in just a bit. But here's my point. There's no excitement for Biden yet. Here's what this says. I'm not kidding you. You're going to have a good laugh here. Democrats, including Joe Biden, are trying not to jinx themselves as the political tide seems to turn against President Trump. Here's what Biden tweeted this. Ignore the polls. We can't take anything for granted this November. The stakes are simply too high. So Joe Biden is telling people, dismiss the polls. Smartest thing Captain Demento has said in a long time. Dismiss the polls. They say Biden's plea was prompted by surveys that he's got a double-digit berth nationally on Trump 4 or so months out from the general election. Public opinion averages across the country and in critical swing states suggests it's a tighter race. I love this part. Suggests it's a tighter race. Look, I know how the Trump campaign's running some of their activities. I heard this directly from Trump's campaign manager. He says, Kevin, we are treating this campaign, I said this the other day, as if we are 1 point behind. It is, you know, we got the foot on the pedal. And I know they do. And I'm going to tell you, some of the smartest people on the planet. You think Barack Obama in 2008 had a smart group of people? Don't fool yourself. Barack Obama had the momentum of a nation that wanted a black president because they thought it would bring this nirvana, this utopia, because black people would quit complaining. And once they figured out white folks that voted for Obama figured out that ain't going to happen, they abandoned him. That's what's happening right now all over this country, folks. White folks are waking up. I just talked about the St. Louis couple. They're waking up. These Democrats are going, it doesn't matter what we do. We can never appease these crazy people. And it's not just black folks that they're trying to appease. 80% or so of the people marching for Black Lives Matter are these young, white, millennial kids. And now people are finally waking up and saying, where are they getting these radical ideas? They're getting them from you making your donations to your alma maters in college.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The economy is rebuilding. Jobs are being produced at a record pace. We've never had a pace like this. And I will tell you, if Biden got in, this economy would be destroyed. You know, he was in office for 48 years. And what he did was not great. Almost every decision was a wrong decision. And now he's going to come in and try and help us. We didn't need any help. We built the greatest economy in history, greatest economy we've ever had, the greatest economy the world has ever seen. And then the plague came in from China, and we did the right thing. We had to close it down. Now we're opening it up. He can't do it. He doesn't have the capability to do it.
Confidence. Gotta love it. It's what women throughout the ages have loved in men, confidence. It's what real men love in women. Real men don't want weak women. They want women who are confident. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. There is nothing like being with a woman who, look, don't misunderstand me. Everybody has their, you know, oh, I'd love to improve this or that. But there are people that are hung up on it, and they got to fix everything, you know, because they don't want to use it, lose it, rather. They don't want to lose their youth. Are you kidding? I look back at myself, my younger self, and I admire that young man in many ways, but I'm so happy. As every year goes by, I'm happy for the wrinkles. I'm happy for whatever the changes are, the evolution of me. That's a person who understands the cycle of life, that, you know, things are not going to be the same, and you will make your adjustments, but you're confident in it. I remember as a kid, my aunt was going to turn 30 years old. I was over at her house, my uncle and aunt's house, and my mother's oldest brother, and my aunt Margaret was going to turn 30, and she was distraught, and I just remember thinking, wow, what's up with 30? You know, that must really be old. And, you know, it bothered her to such a degree. And I remember thinking as a kid, it's only flipping over one day. You're 29, 364 days old. And on one day, you're freaking out because you hit the big 30. And I'm not kidding. I remember it like it was yesterday. Her freaking out. And I remember telling her, Aunt Margaret, it's just another day. You're turning 30. It's not that old. I mean, I realize it wasn't that old, but for her, it was so critical. Then you just think to yourself, wow. And the situation with leftists remind me of my aunt doing everything she can to hold on to whatever it is she thinks is this perfection. The perfection is you adjusting to the new you throughout the evolution of you. That's the perfection. The perfection isn't saying, I'm 50 years old and I'm going to look like I did when I was 20. That's not the perfection. That would be like saying, I want to stay where I was when I was 20. Do you want to view yourself through the eyes of a 20-year-old if you're 50? I don't think you do. Ask yourself, what do you see, what do you hear when you hear 20-year-olds talking about their music and the crap that they do? Would you want to be 50, 60, 70 years old stuck in that mentality? There is a glorious grand scheme for why you evolve, why your body devolves in a way, and your mind evolves. And you think about it, as you get more mature and smarter, your body starts to fail you. It's a squeeze the balloon sort of thing, right? You get more insightful, you get more introspective, you know yourself better, and suddenly your body starts to fail. And there's a period where they kind of, it's right in the middle where it's perfect. Your mind is good, and I mean, it's going to get better because you're going to learn how to think, but your mind is good and your body's good. But then that gets to the end. There comes a point to the end where the mind isn't that good and the body isn't that good. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Leftists live there. They live there. Their mind is never that good. It doesn't matter what their body is. It's never that good because it's all about, they're so caught up in it. Right? They're so caught up in, I gotta preserve this. I mean, and they built this, right? They built this whole attitude that it's all about my outward being and all this. They spend no time on mental. They spend all their time on physical. And sadly for them, it doesn't matter how perfect the physical is. It destroys them. They're destroyed because you can see it. It's almost like Shallow Hal. You see them for exactly who they are. That pursuit of perfection is what's ruined them. And so we deal with this. We deal with the fallout. Joe Biden and people, Joe Biden believes himself to be a savior for us. I don't know that I'm convinced that he truly does, but maybe, you know, somebody believes it, right? Jill does. Dr. Jill believes it. The idea that Joe Biden can save us, and Donald Trump's pointed out, 48 years in office. This guy hasn't saved us from anything. This guy has contributed nothing, very little to society. Go back, look at his record, show me where this is the guy that you want to champion the country. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because I want you to know the left feel the same. They see through the facade. Joe wants to put plugs in his hair. He's got Botox to the point where he can't move his forehead because Joe wants to capture that old Joe Biden. What is the old Joe Biden? A sexist, racist, probably homophobic, xenophobic, all the things that they describe. And there's something in his record, I promise you, that Joe Biden will let slip out. And that's what he wants to hold on to. Joe Biden wants to hold on to his 40s, his 50s. So he's out doing these things. Let me put it to you this way. I don't know Trump well enough to make this, you know, to say this is the way it is. But here's my assumption. Donald Trump looks at it, he says, I'm 70-something years old. I still got it. He looks back at a time when he was younger, and he goes, I like that dude. But that dude's evolved, and he's a better dude. And I realize I don't have the physical attributes of that dude anymore, but it doesn't matter because, boy, do I have it up here. Boy, have I replaced it. This is a guy who's acts like he's in it. They say, oh, Trump's gaining weight, Kevin. He's gaining weight. He's a fatty. Okay, maybe. But he doesn't act like it. He comports himself like, hey, what's up, y'all? Even in the when he's giving this talk, I tell you all the time, you can sense people. Do they have the confidence? And the commitment, the conviction of what they say, no question Donald Trump has it. The other day he was talking about this is going to make some of you feel good. Donald Trump was like, he's like, man, they're throwing the kitchen sink at us. We're going to beat them. He goes, we're going to beat them. But boy, if the media and everybody just behaved and gave you the real truth, this is a no-brainer. We're going to beat them anyway. But, you know, it would be really nice if they were to do it, if they were to report on me correctly. So here's a guy that's resolved himself. He goes, you know what? They are not going to ever give me what I need. It's not going to happen. They're going to report false polls. They're going to give you whatever I say. If you were to put Barack Obama and me together and we say the same thing, they're going to hate me and love him. That's just the nature of the beast. He's resigned himself to that, which is bad for the Democrats. Because Trump is a guy, unlike Obama, he's not trying to appease you. He hopes he can, but it isn't do or die. Like, come on, man, you gotta like me. Trump will say, look, I hope you like me. But if you don't, it's okay. Because I'm strong enough, I'm gonna go my own way. Biden's not like that. Democrats are not like that. You have to like them. And what they do is they will bully you into liking them. But they can't bully black folks. I don't know if you guys saw this. It's talking about all the woes of Joe Biden, and this is not going to help him. He said this, former Vice President Joe Biden's dismal support from black voters now confirmed in two polls is likely to force his campaign to choose a black woman as his running mate to shore up the key group. This is according to a Democratic pollster. Zogby, an EMI research poll, has support 77% of black voters, Trump 14%. GOP officials told Secrets that if Trump maintains that level of support from blacks, he will win re-election. South Carolina's Senator Tim Scott said, game over if we get 14. In the last 20 years, only George Bush running for re-election in 2004 against Kerry came close with 11% of the black vote. In 2016, Trump won 8% of the black vote. And the latest White House Watch, Rasmussen reports, found that 21% of black people support Trump's reelection. Polling outfit found unusually high black support for Trump for several months. New polling comes while president is pushing for greater law and order during protests over the Black Lives Movement. Folks, what I'm telling you is this. While the Democrats are trying, if you don't think BLM is structured to go after Trump to make him make a choice, then you'd have to be crazy not to understand that. But here's the problem. It's not working. They said it's a possible concern for Democrats. Yeah, it's more than a possible concern, trust me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.